Our scripture lesson this morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest detail of God's law will disappear until its purpose is achieved. So if you ignore the least commandment and teach others to do the same, you will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who obeys God's laws and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. But I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hey, Paul. Here. Excuse me. Just a little here. Sitting here. Okay, good try. As Jesus began his ministry on earth, he go around and preached the kingdom of God, good news of the kingdom of God, and he has brought God's kingdom on earth with him. And today, he also invited everyone to enter the kingdom of God. So, who is eligible to enter kingdom of God? And today's passage, Jesus asked this question and answered this question. And then he said, but I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. As you know, the scribes and Pharisees, the scribes is the teachers of the religious law, scholars of the law, and the Pharisees of a religious sect who keep the and the Bible, Moses' law, and now, back in Jesus' time, they are very religious and good people to try to keep God's law, 613 laws. And now, even today, you will see TV or any places, those who really commit their lives to love the Lord, to read, memorize, and study. The question is, how many of us can exceed their righteousness or righteous, religious enthusiasm? Not me. Then what does it mean by that? That who can go to heaven, the kingdom of heaven? My righteousness cannot exceed their righteousness. Many of you may think about this, so wondering what that meant by what Jesus said. We need to understand first the meaning of righteousness. What is the righteousness? Righteousness is a right living, especially in the context of religious context. It's a right living as a believer or right relationship with God. There is a righteous living. And all these religious, the scribes, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, they trying to be righteous by keeping the Moses' law. And 613 laws, and they memorized and studied. And also, they try to separate themselves from so-called sinners or evil peoples or immoral peoples. So this is the way they preserve themselves as righteous. One point, Jesus talked about the story of a Pharisees and tax collectors who came to pray in the temple. Pharisees, he prayed to God, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." Is there anyone who fasts twice a week and give a tenth of all you get? Tax collectors, they were considered as a bad guys, sinners, because they worked for Roman Empire. And they usually collected more than what they are allotted to. So they hated, the people hated tax collectors. And tax collectors had to visit the houses, you had to pay the tax. I don't have money, but you have to. And they go to marketplaces, all over places, to collect the taxes for Roman Empire. So that's why they were hated by the people. But this tax collector also went to temple, not in the center of the temple, but at distance, the corner of the temple. He would not even look up to heaven, raise a hand to God to pray, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus asked, who would be more righteous? How do God see them? God would see Pharisee as a righteous and pleased with him, or a tax collector? Jesus said, it was tax collector who have been justified by God. So who is eligible to enter the kingdom of God? Here we need to understand the righteousness. There are two kinds of righteousness. One righteousness is a human self-righteousness that we understand how to live right in this world. And there is a God's righteousness. Our human self-righteousness is we can be right by doing good things, by keeping the all laws, by obeying God's law, by being faithful to the church. And now we find satisfied by what we have done, what lifestyle I have. So we give thank God. I'm not like those people. I'm committed to you. I try best to keep all the laws. I pray fast twice a week. That's a human righteousness. We're trying to earn kingdom by our life. But God's righteousness is not. God said in the Bible, in many places, they have all fallen away. There is none who does good, not even one. When God looked at the Pharisees who believed their lives is way better than others, they are righteous. But God said, no, no. There is no one who does good, even though you are doing many good things for the church, for God's people, but your motivation is not. Because your heart is corrupt. All you're doing is not good motivation. Motives. You all fall away. So God's righteousness, in order to be righteous, you have to come to God and know who really you are. Today's text, before the today's text, you see the Beatitude. There's 8 blessings. This is a continuous story of Jesus to teach. What is the kingdom? Who could enter the kingdom of God? And the Beatitude as the first attitude and the second and the last attitude is the same, which says, blessed are, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The first, the foremost condition to enter God's kingdom, Jesus said, you had to be poor in spirit. Not on the basis that what you are doing, but knowing that there is none on earth is righteous, do good. And you have to beat like a tax collectors, beat your heart saying, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. This is the first blessing, beatitude, in order to enter kingdom of God. Many people, we miss this point because we don't know what is God's righteousness. We only believe what we think the righteous people should be. So church, many in the, over the centuries, we taught you had to be a good person in order to enter kingdom of God. Yes, you had to believe, but that is not enough. You had to be doing right. But the Bible doesn't say that. First condition, you have to know who really you are. Don't fool yourself. John Wesley, the brothers, Charles Wesley, both of them, they were righteous people in human condition. But they realized at some point, no, there is something that I don't know about. And then there were the moment they realized they are sinners. They need God's mercy. Right relationship with God begins with epiphany, manifestation, enlightenment, knowing that, I need God's mercy, forgiveness. And right relationships sealed with a lifestyle. That is a last beatitude. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs are the kingdom of heaven. Once you know that you are poor in spirit, you need God's forgiveness, acceptance, and that you receive God's grace, that you enter into God's kingdom. But that is not all. Once you enter God's kingdom, there will be persecution because of who you are in Christ. Why persecution? Because God's righteousness redefines who you are. That is why after this eighth, the last beatitude, Jesus says, you are what? Salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Knowing that, yes, you now enter God's kingdom, God changes you. God refines who you are. Now you are the salt. You are the light. Once we try to be salt that preserved the, you know, rotten this world, that when you see injustice, now as a salt, you stand before other people. When you see people living in darkness, you there and shine the light which they don't like. They don't want to come out of the light. They don't want to be exposed who they are. So they are persecuting you. This world, they don't want to be a clean world. So they persecute you, the salt, the light. Notice about this. This is the description. Jesus states, you are now. You are. Not you should be. That is our identity. Once you believe in Jesus Christ, once you enter God's kingdom, once you know who you are and what God has done for you, then God has changed you that you are salt and light. What is the modern Pharisees? The modern Pharisees are the same thing, that they understand their righteousness, even though they are faithful to like the John Wesley and like so many other people. They grew up in the Christian family, very pious parents. They were educated in the Christian school, went to seminary, be ordained, and keep all these laws. And John Wesley did twice, the fast twice a week, and visited prisons, orphanage, and became a missionary. We may say, wow, he's a giant in faith. He's a very righteous person. But in God's eyes, no, he is not. John, there is more to it. You really need to know who really you are. I don't want to be sugar-coated you. I don't want to not to preach the goodness of Jesus Christ. Yes, I appreciate your religious activities, your religious enthusiasm, but I really want you to face God. And some point in your life, beat your heart. Lord, I think I've been good person, but I realize I am a sinner. I need your mercy. Forgive me. You have to come into that position, point in your life in order to enter kingdom of God. If not, you are just at the door of the kingdom of God. So what is your basis for entering the kingdom of God? Your basis is your dedication to the law of the Bible, to the church, to helping other people. That is your basis for entering the kingdom of God. Jesus said, today is no. That's a modern Pharisees. You cannot enter. You need to exceed righteousness of Pharisees, which is God's righteousness. You have to know God's forgiveness. You have to know God's acceptance. You have to know Jesus, why Jesus died. Jesus died because of you and me. And another thing Jesus is asking us, how do you transform people around you? Remember, we are salt and light. Do we still have a saltiness? Our light is on the top of the city, not covered under the bushel. There are many undercover Christians in this world. They are good to conceal their identity in this world, even at home, even at workplace, even other places. No. You are who you are. You are salt. You are light. Yes, you will be persecuted. Yes, people will not like you. But that is a joy. That is a sign that you are really children of God. And give glory to God. God made you to transform people around you. This is how we build up God's kingdom on earth. I want you to close your eyes today. Reflect your heart condition, your life, whether you've been a Pharisee or a tax collector. Or you don't know who you are. You don't know where you are. you are in the kingdom of God or you are outside of the kingdom of God. Have you ever, like a tax collector, cry out to God, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I am dying without you. Save me. Jesus, you are my Savior. Save me. Forgive me. Or even though you enter the kingdom of God, you may be concealed yourself, not showing who really you are into this world as a salt and light. Lord, I believe who I am and make me the way you made me to be. Oh God, I'm not afraid of what other people say about me, but I will give you glory. I will transform this world and other people's as I become salt and light. You may come if you move to this place as we sing, Build Your Kingdom on Earth. Whether you need God's grace, mercy, or whether you need to commit your lives to the Lord and asking God's strength